urging their customers to change their passwords and check for any suspicious activity over the following few months. Up to 49 people have been killed in a lorry and bus crash near Bordeaux in southwest of France. President Francois Hollande said the French government was totally moved by this terrible tragedy. The 21-year-old who killed a teacher and a student before he was shot down by the police in Trollhättan was named by Swedish media as Anton Lundin Petersen. The attack was thought to have racist motives based on what was found at the killer's flat and his behaviour during the act. A new cookbook from top chefs Yotam Ottolenghi, Claudia Roden and Anthony Bourdain has been released, with the production and distribution costs covered so that the book's full cover price will be donated to Syrian refugees. And a bit of weather. There'll be a good deal of cloud around today, but there should be some bright or sunny spells at times. From the LSR newsroom, more in an hour.
This
is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Cutting-edge speech programming on Leeds Student Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Show on Leeds Student Radio. You're with me, Gwyn.
Me, Aaron.
And me, Dan.
And this week we've got a very special themed show for you. As some of you will know, on the 21st of October 2015, so that was 2 days ago, sci-fi geeks the world over celebrated Back to the Future Day. We'll talk more about that later on in the show, along with our top tech tips and app of the week segments. But I think first we'll go into last week's news and futurology. So do you want to take it away?
Let's do it.
Student Radio.
The sound of students in Leeds.
Wicked. So we're going into the news now. It's just gone 11:05. I'm going to start out talking about the TalkTalk cyber attack, which has literally just happened.
Okay.
Have you heard about this? About 4 million of their customers have basically been exposed to cyber attack.
Wow.
That means, you know, credit card information. It means, you know, address information.
Bank details,
bank
just
details,
generally.
Absolutely everything. And the... they think, well, a Russian cyber group has taken claim for the attack, but that still needs to be verified. But they're just recommending to all customers at the moment, just be very, very vigilant on, you know, any kind of emails that are coming through. Make sure they're from a legitimate talktalk.co.uk account.
Yeah.
And if you do have any issues, then obviously get on the phone to them straight away. You will find details online. So if you are a TalkTalk customer, I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry, because I think it's like the fourth breach of security they've had this
year. Yeah, it's not too good, is it?
It's not too good. I'm luckily not a TalkTalk customer. I'm
no,
a Virgin customer.
Neither am I.
But, you know, I'm sorry if you are, basically.
Yeah.
They are advising that you change your password, though.
Absolutely.
So yeah, they reckon that anyone who has a secure password is probably quite safe. It's people who are using the default one that they got when they got the account who are most at risk.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Yeah. If you've got a complicated one, they reckon you should be fine, but change it anyway, just in case.
Go through all the process of changing it and, you know, your username and whatever, because it's not very nice, is it? Why why do people do that? Just the cyber groups, I just don't...
No. Anyway. Well, they can sell them to advertising companies, I suppose.
And there is a lot of money, you know, to be made from it, so you can see why someone would want to do it. But then again, it's up to TalkTalk. They know that's going to happen. Don't, you know... If your bank had a dodgy bank vault and stole all your money, you'd be annoyed. Just because it's a cyber attack doesn't mean it legitimises TalkTalk having rubbish security.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
That's true.
I think getting to the point now is we are getting, you know, we are as a nation, as an international cyber, you know, society, everyone is going to have security of some level, and obviously these big, you know, tech and internet companies should have, you know, military grade encryption. And I think TalkTalk turned around and they were like, oh yes, we kind of forgot to tell our customers that some of our information actually isn't encrypted at all. And it's like,
well, that's always a good
yeah, it's like, well done, okay. But whatever, anyway, TalkTalk,
okay.
Good on you.
Yeah,
stay strong TalkTalk.
So has anybody else heard anything?
Yeah, so, I mean, a few weeks ago it came out in the news that Apple had used two different chips in their phone. And it's just really in the last few days that people have started to say that they can see a difference in performance.
Okay.
So this is the battery life is heavily affected. So you have two chips that Apple use. They use Samsung for one and this other company. And it turns out that one of the chips actually reduces your battery life on the new iPhone 6S by 2 hours.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and they reckon it's only going to get worse as the device gets older. So as the battery degrades, it'll actually get a bigger performance difference. So there is actually talk that Apple might have to offer refunds now to anyone who brought one with a worse battery life. So that's 50% of all the iPhones they put out, they might have to offer a refund or an exchange for.
Wow.
I mean, you know, hindsight is an awful thing there for Apple, isn't it? Because that's going to cost them a lot of money.
And it's not the first time that something like this has happened with Apple. So they had Bendgate last year where the iPhones were bending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they've had the whole thing where there wasn't signal and Steve Jobs said, you are holding the phone wrong. Can we all remember that from, like, the iPhone 4? So so they've got precedent of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I trust them. I trust Apple and, you know, for all of their kind of high-quality products, there's bound to be a little kind of glitch here and there, but that, I mean, it does seem like quite a big... glitch.
Yeah,
it does.
A bit of an oversight from them. So yeah, I've got. I mean, going on from that, obviously, have you heard that a new Apple TV is coming out?
No.
So
that's brand new news to me.
Yeah, brand new. They've got a new remote control. They've got a new interface. So it's on the way. I don't know a huge amount, but I think it's just literally the newer version of the old Apple TV.
Yeah,
and obviously Apple. are renowned for their kind of sleek and slimline and very lightweight kind of looking software and hardware and stuff. I just think whether Apple TV is a step too far. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know anyone who has an Apple TV. Even Apple lovers don't tend to have an Apple TV. Like, most people have something already either in their television or something under it. So it could be like your Freeview box, your Skybox, which allows you access to the kind of stuff that that Apple TV does. So it feels a bit dated now, the Apple TV, to me.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. I don't think I'll be purchasing one, but maybe I'll be able to fiddle with one at one point.
You're not tempted to get one to fill up your massive home cinema?
Oh, that's true, yeah, the huge home cinema that I have in my mansion.
Yeah.
Just down in Headingley.
Yeah.
Student accommodation.
I don't think so.
So, Dan, do you want to do your futurology?
Yeah,
sure. Do every week?
I do. So this week in futurology, it is Drone Central, it seems.
Every week is Drone Week for us.
Every week is Drone Week. I was, funny enough, I had a friend up from down south who stayed with me last night, and he was talking about drones, and obviously the Amazon Prime drone kind of little hiccup that they had, which I don't think they... Well, maybe they will kind of, you know, in 6 months say, oh yes, by the way, we're now using drones, but I don't think they'll be using it anytime soon.
No.
And he was talking about the fact that actually drones don't really need to be implemented. I mean, they're nice to have and make it more efficient, but he said that his brother was in London and ordered, I think it was something like Apple TV or something like that, and the guy came by 90 minutes later on a little scooter and just dropped off
you see them in Leeds, people called Deliveroo.
I see
them with the little jackets.
Oh, Deliveroo's the restaurant, isn't it? The restaurant.
But but apparently they hire out like the drivers, and they can do it really efficiently and really quickly on a scooter. So
this week in technology for my futurology section, just a little recap for anyone that hasn't heard this before, it is the part of the show where I go through the basically new releases and the cutting edge stuff in technology that's happened this week. So we'll start with neuroscience. A project called the Blue Brain Project has successfully reconstructed a small portion of a rat's brain inside a computer.
Wow.
And anyone, obviously, with kind of any knowledge about how computers work know that reconstructing any kind of brain in a computer is monumentally difficult.
Pretty amazing.
So for them to do this, I think, is quite a big breakthrough. In robotics, DARPA, those good guys at DARPA again, begins working on melting drones that can travel up to 90 miles before disintegrating into thin air. Why not? I think there must be a security... I mean, you know, it must be a security kind of thing where they're flying drones over enemy territory or whatever, and then, you know, having to kind of evaporate their technology. So that's cool. In Russia, they are developing an all-seeing drone that can detect both camouflaged and hidden military equipment. In 3D printing, a new 3D printing technique uses a porous biomaterial to produce spinal implants that encourage bone growth. In technology, just generally, Raytheon creates a semi-guided missile capable of hitting targets over 2,300 yards away using a standard grenade launcher.
Okay.
I mean, that must be pretty special. AR and virtual reality, Microsoft begins testing out multi-person virtual reality that allows people to interact with the same objects simultaneously. Very, very Iron Man-esque. In transport, a new update makes Tesla's Model S electric vehicles the first commercial cars with autonomous driving capabilities. Tesla on point again. And finally, in robotics, a UK company, builds an anti-drone system that shoots high-powered radio signals to immobilise drones mid-flight.
Wow.
There you go. So, as always, I mean, you know, got quite a few kind of drones and bits and bobs in there. I know I said that last week I would put my last week futurology on the Facebook page.
It'll be up today.
It will be up today, along with this week's. Go check us out at facebook.com/LSR Tech Show.
Or you can tweet us.
Or you can send us a tweet.
At This Is LSR,
and I will respond in kind techie ways. I want to know if you are interested by that futurology or any other news bits, or anything to do with Back to the Future, which we're going to move on to now.
Well, actually, I think because the time is 11:15, I think it's time for a song now. So,
Wicked.
Yeah. So this is. This is Year 3000 by nice. Busted.
Classic.
Welcome back to the Tech Show.
Welcome back.
Welcome
so,
back.
That was Year 3000 by Busted, and this is the Friday 23rd of October. So 2 days ago, the 21st of October 2015, was the date that Marty McFly travelled to from 1985 in the classic film Back to the Future 2. For anyone who hasn't seen the films, I urge you to immediately after the show. The films follow the adventures of time-travelling high school student Marty McFly and inventor Dr. Emmett Brown as they travel through several time periods in the past, 1985 and 1955, present, 1985, and future, 2015. So today, we'll be focusing on the modern technology predicted, what they got right, and what they got wrong.
Yeah, I mean, Back to the Future. Who doesn't like Back to the Future?
It's an absolute classic. You can't deny it. It's one of the greatest 80s movies, and it still holds up now, even though they got stuff wrong.
It still
holds up.
But they got actually quite a lot right as well, which I'm
surprisingly
more surprised
about
than anything.
Maybe not some of the big things, but we're going to take a look into some of the smaller things that they got absolutely spot on.
Wicked.
So the first section I wanted to talk about was wearable technology.
Okay, lovely.
So in the films, granted, if you just ignore some of the questionable fashion that you see in the, in their world of 2015.
Well, I don't know. You look outside the window here and it probably fit in quite well.
Yeah.
Dan's hat definitely fits in with this, this questionable fashion. For the listeners, because this is a audio method rather than a visual, yeah. Dan's hat is a backward cap with like the cosmos on it, like from the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, it's like the nebula.
It is the nebula.
It's kind of a representation of my mind. You see all this kind of wispy, wispy, gaseous kind of vacuous space. And, oh, and, you know, it's...
I thought you were going to say it was infinitely large, but you went with vacuous space.
Yeah. Not much.
I'll stick with the infinitely large as well.
Yeah. So back to...
Back to the conversation.
Bit of a segue.
So the sort of things that we see in Back to the Future, so there are the self-drying jackets.
There are
lace-up shoes, and there are glasses. So
the TV glasses, right?
The TV glasses, yeah, exactly. So drying jackets we've not seen yet.
Yeah, but I mean, bearing in mind, we do have kind of water-resistant...
We have raincoats, but I think they had raincoats in 1985.
But there are those clothes now you can get that are water repellent.
Yeah, that's
so there's those suits that were very popular a few years ago that were like, if it rained...
Oh, and you're wearing a suit.
It wouldn't act, the water would slide off.
Mm. Actually, I think part of that is they've taken the technology from plants that are water resistant. There's a special... I think it's to do with the tiny hairs on the surface of a plant, and they've taken that and put it in the manufacturing, so it repels water. Like, I think it's the lotus leaves.
The lotus.
This is why it's so good having a scientist on the show. Yeah. Just find out all this knowledgeable facts.
Yeah. Thanks very much. But things we have seen, so we've got the self-tying shoes. So Aaron, you researched that a little bit, I think.
Yeah. So Nike. I mean, I think they've probably had this going for quite a few years because it doesn't sound that difficult to do. But it's got a battery, and it just means that when you put your foot in, the laces just self-tie. They don't tie themselves. It's not like a Harry Potter magic trick. It's just that they are...
They just
pull tight.
Yeah.
They kind of co... What's the word? The cove? Coalesce? No.
Coalesce. Constrict.
But yeah, constrict. That's the one.
Like a python around your foot. But yeah, so they look pretty cool, but the only issue I can think is... Once when the battery runs out, you can't tie your shoes. You don't have so.
Well, they've put a function in where you can do it manually as well.
Oh, you can change the battery.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a pain though. If like you go to tie your shoes, the batteries run out because you never have the double A's when you need them.
No.
Yeah.
So you are going to spend a lot of time,
so
you know, running around trying to find one.
Yeah. But there's only a limited amount that are being sold.
Yeah, true. I think if you're Will Smith and you've ordered a pair, the chances are you're not going to struggle to find double A's. I'm sure you have someone to do that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, his son's not been doing movies recently since the awful After Earth, so he could probably be getting him the double A's from the shop.
Yeah, I think so. So we also had a pair of bulky sunglasses that you could use to answer and talk on the phone in Back to the Future 2. So that was Marty McFly Jr., so his son. So what have we seen recently that are quite a bit similar to...
Well, we've seen Oculus Rift, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
The big
Rift,
Microsoft thing.
Which is great and I think still has huge potential.
Yeah.
However, the one that I want to talk about is obviously Google Glass. Which has kind of come and gone like, I don't know,
it's
a candle in the wind.
Yeah.
Okay, Elton. Yeah.
Well, I was surprised at how unpopular Google Glass are because they're not actually that bulky. Like if you look at in Back to the Future, the glasses that he has are like a massive pair of ski goggles.
They're JVC.
Yeah. They're
kind of
huge.
Brick over the eyes.
Yeah. Whereas Google Glasses is very small. It's not that visible. So I'm surprised that it hasn't become more of a thing, to be honest.
I just think that it was more the fact that they weren't glasses. If they actually made them into glasses, they had lenses, that'd be fine. But for me, as a non-glass wearer, if I was wearing those, it looks like you've just taken a pair of glasses and taken the lenses out.
Which
I used to do.
Yeah, right, fair enough. So,
you know, you look like a hipster. You have your glasses without your lenses in.
Yeah, but these I felt really didn't... I don't know, I wouldn't have worn them.
There was, I mean, they were having huge problems with kind of, you know, very buggy software, and because obviously developers were working for this hardware that was so revolutionary that they just didn't really know how to handle it. And there was a lot of kind of instances where Google Glass users were, you know, walking into walls following like navigation and like walking in, like, you know, just because they're distracted by it. And I just think it's such a good theoretical idea to have something over your eyes that you, is an interface, but they just didn't pull it off well enough for it to take off. Give it maybe another few years and
maybe
when it's contact lenses, that's when I'll get it. As as soon as it's contact lenses and no one looks at you like you're a weirdo. Also, it's a bit creepy, isn't it? You got a pair of glasses with a camera in.
It is.
In a way, I think people might be thinking,
yeah, it's quite
taking pictures of me.
Quite peeping Tommy.
Yeah.
Slightly weird.
So now we've talked about wearable technology, I'd like to just talk about the other bits in the film. So the things that we do have today that maybe we don't think back and go, oh, that was so revolutionary. So there are 3D movies, which there were some 3D movies back in the 80s, but the technology wasn't nearly so good as we have now. So like if you look back at Avatar, you look at the Hobbit films, you look at so many films nowadays have really amazing 3D effects.
Sure.
And Back to the Future 2 had Jaws 19 in 3D that like pops out and scares.
It eats him, doesn't it? It comes he's standing outside the cinema and
it comes out off the...
Yeah, we've not quite got there yet.
Not quite, but it's not far off. It's pretty good. We also have online banking. So in the second film, Marty McFly pays his debts online using a chip and pin, little, it looks like a calculator almost like we have now, and he pays it online, which amazing. I think is amazing.
Well, I mean, obviously we think take it for granted, but you know, back in 1985 or whatever, they must have been weird to think that you can pay money, virtual money, to people and pay for services and things.
Also motion controlled video games. So there's a scene where he goes up to a kid and asks what he's playing, and he's playing a motion-controlled video game, and he says something like, "Oh, when I was a kid, we had to use consoles." And he's like, "What? That's like a baby's toy." So we do have some motion-controlled video games, so like the Wii, and I think Xbox.
The Xbox
Kinect, and then you've got PlayStation has got their Move thing as well,
so they're
all on it.
And then video chat we have now, so FaceTime, Skype. So Marty video chats with his colleagues, and it did actually exist much earlier than the 1980s, but it remained unpopular, and it wasn't really until Skype offered the service free that people got excited about it, which makes sense. You know, you're making it more accessible to the public. And
I remember being a child and watching like breakfast TV, and they used to get people to call in using it, using phone lines, and it was awful. The video quality was appalling, so it wasn't
good old dial up.
And then you couldn't use the home phone anymore, so you could only go on when you knew someone wasn't going to give you a call.
Flat screen TVs,
lovely.
Thank
God they were invented, eh?
Yeah.
No more of the big CRTs.
The big cathode ray tubes.
That's exactly what I'm watching my telly off at the moment.
About a four foot deep. Oh wow!
It's still flat screen, but I think it does look like it's come out in 1985.
You're living in the past.
I'm living in the past. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Forward to the past.
And tablets.
Yeah.
So he again going with the biometric, and paying things online. Doc Brown is seen walking around holding a tablet style computer, and in the street, Marty actually pays on a tablet using his thumb as well, which is brilliant. Yeah. And Doc Brown's futuristic style binoculars were able to use facial recognition technology to track their subject. And facial recognition software is now available on the iPhone and on most digital cameras. And with Apple's latest products and Samsung Galaxy S5s showing fingerprint recognition, which is pretty amazing. But recent developments indicate that we've been barking up the wrong tree, and it's actually the veins on our fingers that we should be using for security, not our thumbprints.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah,
what's the thought behind that? Is that the vein is much more unique than the thumbprint?
Well, it's that if you cut someone's finger off, you can still use it. as the thumbprint.
Well, I don't want to get into anyone's iPhone that much.
Yeah. Whereas if your finger is no longer attached, your vein print will not work. Your vein ID will not work anymore.
Oh, yeah, because your veins collapse, don't they, when blood stops going through them.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So, yeah, so...
Interesting.
Again, having a scientist on the show
is
a lifesaver.
So we've just taken a look at what sort of things Back to the Future did right. So I think we should play a song now, and then we'll talk about what they got wrong and what might be coming up in the future.
Absolutely. Don't forget you can tweet us at the Tech Show, at This Is LSR. It's just gone 11:30. I'm just going to put a tweet out to see what people's favourite technology was in the Back to the Future movies. Because I know what mine was, and it has four wheels and maybe rhymes with Morian. I don't know.
Best you could come up with.
Yeah, that was on the spot. So yeah, don't forget, tweet us. We want to know what you think. This is a fantastic song, actually. One of my favourites. I used to sing all the time in the shower. So someone else want to introduce this song?
Yeah, so this is the classic Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good. And I hope you all sing along at home.
Welcome back to the Tech Show.
And now we are taking another trip to 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Okay, guys, is anyone really, really sad that now the Back to the Future date has passed, it all occurs in the past?
Yes, that's what weirds me out
really
in a way,
sad.
Is the idea that their future that seems so far away is now
in the past.
Is what we see as distant memories.
I think another Back to the Future has to be made. And Back to the Future, what are we on, four now? Five?
It would be four. There was talk of them doing one, but I think that it just ruined
it. They wouldn't
be
able to use the same actors.
That's true.
Yeah.
So,
poor Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Parkinson's.
Yeah, he's got Parkinson's. Yeah. There is a fantastic video for anyone that does like Michael J. Fox. Who doesn't? What am I talking about? There's a fantastic video of him trying on his Nike.
His trainers.
His new trainers, yeah.
Yeah, where
they, self-lacing ones. So go and check that out if you fancy.
Yeah. So before the song, we had a look at what technology there was in Back to the Future that they predicted right. So now we're going to have a bit of a look at stuff that they didn't get right or that hasn't happened yet. So in food, in the scene in the house, Marty's mum puts a pizza in a rehydrator and it comes out and they tell her that she sure knows how to rehydrate a pizza. So unfortunately we don't have rehydrators.
As the scientist, can you explain what a, because I have no idea, what's a rehydrator?
A rehydrator. So when astronauts often dry out their food and then take it up to space because it takes up a lot less room.
I see.
So what happens in the film is she takes out a little tiny packet and there's a tiny mini pizza in it that's had all of the moisture removed. And so she puts it in this machine and she presses the rehydrate button and it puts all the water back into it. So it grows to a full-size pizza.
So we actually have these, but only in space.
We have them,
and we can't do it with pizza.
We can't do it with pizza. At the moment, they've done tests and stuff and the things that they have rehydrated sort of come back out as like soup.
So a soup pizza.
Soup is good. The soup is good. They've tried it with ice cream and I think they've tried it with a few other things, but we've not got it to do soup yet. We've not got it to do pizza yet. It's just too much of a complex structure, I think. So another thing that Back to the Future predicted but isn't quite there yet is droids and robots that can fly and like that. So in 2015, the Back to the Future 2015, that is, Griff and his pals have their window-smashing antics caught on film by hovering news cameras, as well as helicopters getting aerial footage of getaway drivers for cheap TV. We do have the technology for remote-controlled flying cameras, but not quite at the level that they had in the film. And they also had a droid that would walk your dog for you.
Wow. I mean, I don't have a dog, but if I could get something to walk my dog that I don't have...
That'd be pretty good.
I would probably consider a dog.
Yeah. Would you not think, though, that part of getting a dog is maybe taking it out for walks and, you know, spending time with it?
Yeah, but imagine if you can't walk for long distances. Imagine if you have a disability or something.
Okay, yeah.
Or imagine if you were really hungover in the morning.
That too.
I mean, you can't just let the dog suffer for your own drunken antics.
No, you can't.
That's true.
You can't.
Give the dogs a chance.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did you mention the hoverboard?
I'm getting there.
Dan has been salivating over this.
So despite the recent Lexus commercial showing skateboard aces skimming around a skate fork.
Is that where the pigs go when they want to, like, you know, have a good time, chill out?
Around a skate park on maglev hoverboards, the technology isn't quite there yet. But it's not.
I mean, they have done as you're saying, the hoverboard, which it hovers.
It hovers,
but
only over specific surfaces.
In a very uncontrollable manner.
Yeah, and the rival, the Hendo, I think, they require, so it's magnetically levitated, so there's metal in the ground, and there's a magnet in the hoverboard itself, and the hoverboard will repel the ground, so it pushes the board up, and so you float.
Yeah, but they also have to cool down because to get this magnet to work, they have to chill it to like 100, negative 100.
Yeah.
And so they have to constantly spray it with, what is it, dry ice?
I think so.
To get it to work for an hour.
Yeah, because there's less friction in the system the colder it is. So they have to keep it cool. So if it gets too hot, it'll just fall. And they've also looked at hoverboards using wind and like little propellers to help them hover as well.
That's more of like a kind of quadcopter, but you put your feet on it, isn't it? It's not really a hoverboard.
No. And then plastic surgery. So there's a scene in Back to the Future 2, where Doc Brown says that he just had a quick visit to a rejuvenation clinic to get a new body. So in the movie he says, I went to a rejuvenation clinic and got an all-natural overhaul. They took out some wrinkles, did a hair repair, changed the blood, added a good 30 to 40 years of my life. They also replaced my spleen and colon. What do you think? That was my impression. Like, yeah,
I have really to say, you know, I don't think the listeners will know that was you doing that till you said it was an impression. I think they think we were playing a clip.
Thank you. Well done.
No, I mean, obviously, rejuvenation clinics would be lovely.
They would.
I think I feel like I need one right now, in fact.
Yeah.
Yes, I do as well.
Definitely feel that
way. Well, I mean, plastic surgery, they can take out your wrinkles, you know, Botox and facelifts, that's it. And hair transplants and changing the blood, that also happens, but they can't yet... just randomly replace your spleen and colon for no reason.
I think Kim Kardashian has probably tried at least once to have
replacing
what Doc Brown's
colon,
done.
Yeah, probably.
Can we get sued for saying that? Is that does she definitely have plastic surgery?
Unless she's a listener, I don't think so.
Well, I'm fine then.
I think she'd definitely be interested in one of the commercials that was showing in Back to the Future 2, which was for inflatable breasts.
Oh, I could do with a pair myself, you know?
Right.
Well, those definitely work.
There was that guy, wasn't there, though, actually, who he was on... He's a famous paparazzi.
Mm.
And he went on Big Brother. Mm. And he had a huge beer gut. But he had fake abs put on.
Oh.
So he had a six-pack.
And a beer gut.
But a beer gut at the same time. Which was really weird to look at. So we're kind of there, I suppose. You can...
A six-pack of beer.
Yeah. You can get one of them. Hyde Park.
Yeah, peculiar things.
Yeah.
Peculiar.
Yeah.
I mean... Well, I'm not going to go into that. That's another conversation. Probably
and
another
then,
show, actually.
And then the final thing that I'd like to talk about is flying cars.
Yay!
Yay! So, they're on their way. They're not yet available to the general public. But Terrafugia unveiled a prototype of the Aeromobile 3.0, which they claim could do more than 400 miles in one trip. However, they're not currently on sale, and their mainstream sale still remains a distant dream.
I still dream...
And obviously we've got helicopters and mini planes.
Helicopters
and mini planes
are flying cars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without wheels.
Yeah. Some have wheels.
Some have wheels.
But they're not very efficient at driving.
So I suppose why... Yeah, that's true.
I mean, why are we not all just using helicopters? I think we might have hit on something here.
why
don't we all have a helicopter?
Why don't we just have helicopters, whack a few wheels on, and then just put another engine in the back for it to drive forward?
Yes.
That's great.
I mean, that's my millionaire.
Why don't we make all the new homes with flat roofs, and then we don't have an excuse? You can just park your helicopter on your roof, and you're done.
Precisely.
Right. So we've talked about Back to the Future. So I think the next thing to do is go into top tech tips.
Woo!
Yay!
So
a little bit more enthusiasm, guys.
Yeah,
there we go. That's what I like to hear.
Top tech tip.
It's still really early here. I think we're all a bit struggling, but bear with us.
Bear with us.
Yeah. So, the tech
Tech tip.
Yes, I can't even say my own section. So, lots of people will know this, but there's a fair few students I've met who don't. So, if you're with Leeds Uni, which you probably are if you listen to this, you can get Microsoft Office, the full package for free, latest version, on your computer. So no more using, you know, Word 2003 or whatever it's you've been using, because you're cheapskate and you won't buy the new one. Or even don't buy the new one, because you can get it all for free.
Yeah.
And the way you do this is you go on to your emails on Office 365, and there's just a button there which says Office. You click on that.
Okay.
And it takes you to a page, and underneath it says, install Office on your PC. It's really that simple. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
If you ever not buy a computer that's your own, and it doesn't have Office installed, it can be any computer with an internet connection.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. You can go online and use Microsoft's online version for free. And you can even install it on your phone for free as well. So they do ones for iPhones, iPads. You can install it on any device. You get 8 installs, I think, per user on your own PC. Or someone else's if you don't really want to use all 8 for yourself.
Whisper.
But then they can access all your documents if you save them online. But that's a different thing.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's quite useful, because there's a lot of students who don't know this. I've got a friend and she was using Office 2007. And I was saying, well, why don't you install it for free? And she was like, you get Office for free?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yeah. No using Google Docs because you're cheapskate anymore.
It's one of those things that, you know, when you join the university, you probably start to worry about, because, you know, you're like, okay, I've got a new laptop. how do I get all this, you know, software that I can use that I, you know, is really useful for uni. So that's really good to know. Go ahead to the Office Online page and download for free.
Remember, you're listening to The Tech Show on Leeds Student Radio. You can tweet us at This Is LSR. Tell us what your favourite piece of technology from Back to the Future was. And we're going to go into another song now. So this is The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News.
Power of Love. Welcome back to The Tech Show. This is the App of the Week section where I get to share with you, the App of the Week, which we've decided on and obviously researched very thoroughly.
Of course. Wouldn't expect anything less, would you?
No. It's just coming up to 10 to 12. That means we've got 10 minutes. So we're going to do App of the Week and we're going to get the next show in and just do a little handover. You know, make them feel comfortable.
Make them feel welcome.
Yeah, make them feel welcome in the Tech Show. Tech Show for one and all that jazz. Right, so... guys, question for you. How often do you maybe get some cash out of the cash machine, mm-hmm. and you break it on something small like a chocolate bar or a cup of coffee,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and
quite
then
often.
You tend to lose the rest of the cash, or at
every
least,
single yes. pound, every but not pound. The annoying coppers. The coppers stay in your pocket, the pounds fall out.
Right, so you reach into your pocket to get a bus, and there's just coppers, and you're like, where has all my money gone? Because I've just got £5 out, and anyway, nightmare.
Yeah.
So the app this week is called Pay Friends, okay? And mm-hmm. it's one word, Pay Friends. Friends spelt with a Z at the end.
Oh, how
as,
cool!
As you do, because it, we're down with the kids, yo.
Yeah.
And basically, what this app is a mix. It's a cross between kind of WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, and PayPal.
Okay.
So it works a bit like you make an account. And you upload money to it. So let's say you're going out for a night and you're like, okay, I want to upload £15 because, mm-hmm. you know, I want £15, whatever. The idea behind this app is that you can pay back friends for whatever, you know, whatever purpose you need. Maybe you owe a couple of pounds for a cab. Maybe you owe someone a drink, you know, £2.50.
That always happens in my house. It, like, tots up. I'm like, okay, I owe you £4, I owe you £7.25, and I owe you £3.50.
Exactly, right. So the great thing about this app is that you can request money. So if I'm on it and you're on it, Gwyn, for example, and, you know, you owe me money, as you never do, but...
just in case.
I'll add you as a friend or whatever, and then I can request money, say £5 for the taxi last night, and I'll send you a request being, and it'll be like, bing, Dan has requested £5 for the cab last night. Perfect.
Oh, nice.
And this app is just, it just makes everything so much simpler, because it saves you having to chase up and meet your friends to get that £1 or £2. You can just send them a request and be like, listen, you owe me £2 for this, you owe me £2 for this, whatever. So it's really, really useful. Now it's just released a new version, so it's being a bit iffy on the Android side. But if you would want to download it on the iOS or the Android, you can head to, obviously the Play Store has it on, but I'm going to post a link on the Tech Show Facebook page, which is a special Uni of Leeds link. So if you want to go and download it through there, it's really, really easy. It'll take you there and you can just create a free account. The other thing I should mention is that it gives you, it's completely legitimate, military-grade encryption, you know, so all your data's safe.
It's not TalkTalk.
all your data's safe. All your money's safe, because it is insured by the Royal Bank of England, or, you know, whatever you call it, Central Bank, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So all your money's safe. The other thing that they provide you is a virtual MasterCard.
Okay.
So if you want, for example, want to set up an Uber account and, you know, use your MasterCard from this app, you can enter the details of this virtual MasterCard, and then the funds will go straight out of your PayFriends account to Uber. So there's no, you don't have to faff around with actually, you know, getting your real credit card out.
That's good.
So really, really worth a check out. I will post up a link on the LSR Facebook, the Tech Show Facebook page, which is facebook.com/LSRTechShow. Shoot us a like there and leave us a comment. Maybe just say hello at the same time.
Yeah.
So that is our app of the week.
Yay!
Hey, friends. Go and check it out.
So the time is 11:52, and I think we're going to play one more song. So we're going to play Lines, Said the Whale. This is a Back to the Future themed music video.
Cemetery. hardly the case. I got my mother's advice and my father's attention to every single detail. And if logistics should fail, well, we get over it. I've got the most important line. No, I've got the most important line for you. For you. I've got the most important line. No, I've got the most important line for you. For you. And I know it breaks your heart to see me letting go. And I know it breaks your heart to see me letting go.
Welcome back to the Tech Show.
Welcome back. We have the guys here from LSR Presents. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Would you like to just introduce yourself to the listeners?
I'm Toby. This is Jerry. I'm with.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. We're doing a one-off show today about the revolution of electro swing.
That is very cool. Yeah. One of my favourite genres of music, actually.
Yeah.
Well, should be everyone's.
Yeah, it should be. I'm sure you'll convince everyone. We were talking about Back to the Future and the gadgetry.
Yeah.
Now, who hasn't seen Back to the Future?
That would be me.
That would be you.
Yes,
right.
It would.
Get out right now.
I probably should.
Just a quick, we've only got like one minute, guys. Back to the Future, favourite gadgets.
Got to be hoverboard.
Every time.
Nice.
We could fly.
Standard.
I back it.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to back the hoverboard as well.
Yeah, have you seen Tony Hawk try the Hendo hoverboard?
Yes. It's off the, how far off the ground is that?
It's literally 2 inches or something.
It starts somewhere. It
mental.
Starts somewhere.
So fingers crossed that'll be coming in the next kind of 2 years and we'll all be kind of hovering around on hoverboards.
Yeah.
Wicked. So
brilliant.
That is all from us at the Tech Show today.
It is.
Gwyn, would you like to just say a final goodbye?
All right. Thanks very much for listening. It's been amazing. A bit stressful, but there you go. So I've been Gwyn. I'll continue to be Gwyn in the near future.
I won't stop being Gwyn.
Yeah.
I've been Dan.
I've been Aaron.
Yeah.
And
so,
this has been the Tech Show.
Lovely. So we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Go sign up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/LSRTechShow, to download our app of the week and keep up to date with all the tech news.
See you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
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 Looking for a house next year?
Then come to Spencer Properties for a friendly, professional and stress-free service.
With a wide range of properties in Hyde Park, Headingley, Woodhouse, Burley and the city centre.
Platinum membership with Unipol.
We are the perfect way to find your first home.
And we've been voted the safest landlord by Leeds University Union.
Spencer Properties. Come find your new home.
Take a trip to Italy with La Bezzi Italian Restaurant.
You can bring your own alcohol and make use of our 10% student discount every Sunday to Thursday
on a wide range of top quality dishes straight from the heart of Italy.
Come visit us on Clarendon Road, just a stone's throw away from Leeds University.
La Bezzi, authentic Italian cuisine.
You look tired, mate. You could do with a flat white coffee.
Open from 8 a.m. with 3 guest blends. This ain't your normal cup of joe.
Come down to Brudenell Grove in Hyde Park and tuck into our range of food and drinks alongside free Wi-Fi.
We're open from morning to the late hours,
giving you plenty of time to kick back with your mates.
East Village, proud sponsors of the LSR Breakfast Show.
Leeds Student Radio brings you The Beat.
every weekday at 6, we'll be